Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you're staying with me because we got our good buddy Bill Schley back with us. Bill Schley is the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. And he's also the author of The Microscript Rules. And he is a partner at in the outstanding branding consulting firm of David Inc. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now, and he's our good friend. Bill Schley, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Good, and happy tax day to you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting our extension in today. How about you?
Well, you know, my accountant used to tell me, he said the best strategy was just say you forgot. I just forgot. So I tried that for years. I just, hey, you know, I just forgot.
That doesn't really truck much with
you. Well, it didn't. After a while, no, I found out it didn't.
They get a little ill when you do things like
that.
Yeah,
I had to get a new accountant.
Yeah, I think that's your problem, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good to have you here. Yeah. One of the things you've been working a lot on lately is something called microscript branding.
Yeah.
I want you to tell the audience, remind the audience what that is.
Well, the microscripts are just, we were actually, as it came, because I was on a radio show, Jim, a few years ago.
You've been on another radio show?
I was not, believe it or not.
I can't believe, I'm hurt.
All I did is talk about your radio show.
Okay, good.
That's okay then. Well, we were talking about it, and we were talking about why certain people in Washington, certain politicians and stuff, are so good at framing their arguments so quickly that it sticks in everybody's mind. You know, they give somebody like a few little words that nobody can forget, and all of a sudden the people that support them have a whole argument. They can remember a whole argument. For example, I mean, and I have to tell you, the Republican Party was real good at that. And the Democrats would give you long sentences and long paragraphs. The Republicans would come up with death panels. Or they would say the bridge to nowhere. Or they would say, hey, he's a flip flopper.
Yeah.
Now you see, but those things.
Wait a minute. What about it's the economy, stupid?
That was a good Democrat shot. That's right. They finally won, but they came back. But the thing was, and the fact is that with those little ideas, they're not sound bites. They're little idea bites. And we were sitting there saying, you know what they're doing? They're coming up with little micro scripts.
Yeah.
Little scripts because.
Plop, fizz.
Well, the average person is not a copywriter or write for the New York Times or something. So when they have an opinion, they love a product or they love a candidate, and when you give them a little script that's really nifty, they say, thank you for it. They say, boy, I want to say it. I want to repeat that.
I call it putting a handle on an idea.
Well, you bet. Now let's say you're going to go. Remember Las Vegas used to be, you know, with the city, it was a city where adults could go to have a lot of fun and not get caught like they would when they were home in Cleveland. That's what the idea was. And then someone comes up with, you know, what's? I bet every one of your listeners right now can say what happens.
They're already thinking it.
They are. They can complete that sentence.
What happens in Vegas? Yeah, the rest of it. Exactly.
They're all going. It stays in Vegas with a little grin, because they gave you a little microscript like that, and all of a sudden, everybody encapsulates the idea. Nobody can forget it. That's the way our brains love to work, because our brains love to simplify. They naturally bring everything down. It's instinctive, and they create little rules because they want to make snap judgments very, very quickly. So what we realized was that the dominant selling idea, which was the first book, was about finding that one big idea.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you verbalize it, in a little set of words like that, a little microscript, you're not going to have all the power they can have. So get that idea, then furnish people with a little microscript, and you are, they're like magic words. They literally are like magic words. And today, with the crazy, chaotic media, the crazy, 300 zillion messages going back and forth, You need to be able to tell your story in 5 words or less.
Wow.
You do. And
five
you can.
Words.
That's pretty
parsimonious there.
How about a sentence? How about a sentence?
Yeah. No,
okay.
I agree with you. Look at this book I'm looking at. Why Johnny Can't Brand. Bingo. That's it.
Yeah,
four words.
You know what happened, though? What happened with Johnny was everybody said, oh, yeah, simple idea. And then they just went away, and it still got complicated because they still didn't have that one last piece of the puzzle,
right,
which to focus them down. And then we focus them down and saying, fine, you better tell your story in a sentence or less.
Mm-hmm.
And make it tangible. Make it have a problem solution in it. Say something.
Hold on to that thought, Bill, because I want to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Bill about that microbrand term, 5 words or less. But then how that leads you to what in the book business is called a subtitle, and that buys you more time. And we'll get him to tell us how that works. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. Little Chicago bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 12-and-a-half-year website, a year-old website, I should say. Lots of stuff there. It's open 24-7 for your pleasure and enjoyment and benefit. Hope you'll go there and listen, read, ask questions. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something that you can do there. And Bill Chalet has been talking to us about microbranding. We've got right there on the homepage on the right, we've got some little short 5 second messages. Some of them are 3 second messages that
yeah.
we've got there that you can hang on to, little handles there.
Yeah.
Bill is our good friend and our guest. Why Johnny Can't Brand is one of his books. The microscript branding is another one.
Yeah.
What else, Bill? Did I miss something?
Well, no, we were calling it the microscript rules,
and microscript rules.
Yeah,
sorry,
it's just those rules. It's just those little rules, and I could actually tell you what they are. The little rules that focus you, that make you focus on that one big idea, so you
mm-hmm.
can't unfocus on it. It's really good to have something that makes you want to focus. I mean, the first rule is it's not important what people hear anymore; it's what they repeat.
Right.
And when you're in a world where there are three, the social media world, everyone's saying how great it is. Well, it is great because you can speak to 300 million people from your Facebook page and tell them that you just got into a taxi cab in New York and then you just got out. Now, that's exciting. But just do the math. There's 300 million other people doing the exact same thing.
And so whatever you just posted got pushed down to page 24 in about 3 seconds.
And the question is, more than ever, some of these social media folks are saying, oh, you don't have to have a strategy. I love it when they say that.
Yeah.
You don't have to have an idea. You just have to have the media and let the media give you the idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Okay, well, now with 400 zillion messages going back, we say it's more important than ever to have a single idea that stands out like a little diamond in the rough. Imagine that.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to say it very, very succinctly, pretty much in a sentence or less.
In five words or less. But I want to come back to what we were talking about before we went to the break, because what I think happens, you help me out here, see if you agree. What I think happens, we have so much to say, we have so much we want to tell people about our idea, our product, our whatever it may be, our grandson, our daughter, whatever. And so we think we have to give them all that at once. And I think what you're telling them, folks, with regard to your product, your idea, whatever your brand is, I think what Bill's telling us is find the essence of it.
Yeah.
Get the essence out there first. And that essence, if you've done a good job of getting the essence in a sentence or 5 words or less, that will buy you time to read so that they'll listen to you when you read them the subtitle. And, Bill, the subtitle is always longer than the title.
Well, true, true. You have to find a way.
Does that make sense?
Well, yeah. You have to. If you get their attention, once you get their attention, you have to have something to say. If you want to sell somebody, see, selling isn't just getting your attention. Getting your attention is shouting, and maybe getting someone to notice.
Right.
But selling them is getting them to put them in motion.
Mm-hmm.
To move them. Once they have their attention, how do I move them to buy my product or to switch from what they're doing now or get up off the couch and go and pick up the phone. It's about moving someone because mm-hmm. you give them, you motivate them with something that they need that's going to make their life better. And that's what happens so often in selling today, like with those bad Super Bowl commercials. They just get your attention, they make you laugh. You get entertained, but they have absolutely no reason to buy something.
You don't remember who the company was that did the ad.
Right.
But
marketing and business is still about selling.
And see, that reminds me, I think that's an excellent point, because what I was taught, the people who taught me how to sell decades ago said, okay, Jim, mm-hmm. when you go in there, you've got the first 45 seconds.
That's right.
You've got to sell to get yourself 90 more seconds. Mm-hmm. And so you try to say something in the first 45 seconds that would buy you 90 more seconds.
At the end of that time,
then if you're still there, if you haven't been kicked out, then you're doing something right. Try to buy yourself 3 minutes.
That's great.
And then try to buy yourself 10 minutes.
Right.
And that's the baby steps that you take.
Right.
And so I like what you're saying about the micro brand, the micro branding.
Well, all the micro scripts tell you to do is, if you can find those little words, and let's just give me an example. Remember we said what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Let's say you have a new sugar substitute. Now you can come up with 8 words. If I say it's really great, and you got to try this new sugar substitute. What is it? Well, it's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Now I bet you everybody knows what that one is already. But that little idea that it's the most. It's made from sugar. It tastes like sugar. There's so much information. That's a whole sale. That's a whole in 8 words.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can, and these other things, you hear about these corporate mission statements.
Yeah.
You need to do all of your messaging in micro messaging. So, for example, these corporate mission statements that go pages and pages and pages. Anyone who ever worked in a big company see these mission statements that no one can remember, no one even wants to remember. These crazy, every adjective in the world is throwing those things. But I was listening to this commercial the other day, and the guy said, every person in my company can say our mission statement. It's only like 8-6 words long.
Right.
Every person. And what was that? They were making a back product for sitting in your chairs. It was on TV. He said, we're going to fix the way the world sits. Now, that's your whole mission statement.
Well, you know, the thing is you're not saying that you should become a soundbite. You're not saying your company and your values should become a soundbite. You're talking about getting people to pay attention to the message that you that explains to them how your product works, what your corporate values are, that sort of thing. That's
right.
What you're talking about, isn't it, Bill?
Well, I'm talking about taking not a soundbite, an idea bite.
Right.
They're very different.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to get Bill to tell us more about idea bites after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blass again. Bill Schley is our guest. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we got a good buddy, Bill Schley, back on the show and having a great visit with him. Bill, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your books.
Well, you can find us. The new books at just go to my website, BillSchley.com. That's easy enough. BillSchley, BillSchley.com. And you can see the e-books. You can download The Dominant Selling Idea and also The Microscript Rules. And then you can see there's other articles.
It's going to be out in hardback this summer, too, isn't it?
It's coming out in June, finally, after all this time.
Yep.
And but also other exciting things. Why Johnny Can't Brand is being published in India.
Congratulations.
In India. And it's going to be called The 8-Week Brand Secret.
Wow.
In India. That's exciting.
They like that microscript over there, huh?
Well, let me. This is what I wanted to talk. You know, you talk about microscripts and, you know, all hat and no cattle, or like mm-hmm. I say, you know, these social media things, it's like all Tupperware. I mean, all party, but no Tupperware, you know? I mean, the fact is, I was over there, I was giving a speech in India, in Mumbai, India.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, just don't tell anybody, they call it Bombay.
Did they really?
But we call it Mumbai, I don't know.
I'll be darned.
I like Bombay.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we're there, and I was with this brilliant young kid from Singapore who's starting a business. And he said, you know, the social media, he said, it's kind of like your financial services bubble, you know, the financial
yep.
bubble we just had to cause all of the Great Recession. He said, it's like media on media on media on media on media, but there's no underlying asset.
For the sake of media.
Yeah, he said, but there's no underlying asset.
Yeah.
There's no idea underneath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, is Sujay. That was one of the most brilliant things I ever said. There's still got to be that simple little idea underneath. Because when you build all those pipes and all those wirings and everything, you got to send some message through it.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the reason why I've been trying to get my audience to focus on using the tools to build online customer communities.
Right.
And to serve their customers through those communities.
That's right. That's right.
But I've also been pointing out that in 3 years, 5 years, we won't even be using Twitter. We won't be talking about Twitter. Twitter may collapse in 3 to 5 years. We've got to start building our own platforms.
That's right. But we'll never collapse. Is that reason? Why does the world need my company? Why does the world need me? Well, it needs me because I'm building something that's made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar. I've created. I mean, look. Can I just give you one little example?
Yeah. You got a story to tell us.
Okay. We started a business years ago before I even knew what we were talking about here. We hadn't thought it through enough to write a book, you know.
Yeah.
But we had this thing. We had this very easy.
You and your partner, Carl Nichols.
Well, this is before Carl. This is another. This was a company we were building software so you could do your banking at home. How many people go on the internet now to do home banking? But then you had to have put software in the machine. And we had the first really easy-to-use software. And the thing is that nobody, and our competitors were Microsoft and Quicken. And we were a little company with five guys in the trunk of a car. But we had really, really great software. And we thought, oh, boy, the whole market's going to love us. Except we quickly find out that no bank wanted to talk to five guys in a taxi.
Yeah.
They wanted to talk, right? And they don't. And we had, even though our product was so much better, but they didn't care.
Yeah.
Until we came up with a microscript that was so easy to remember and so powerful that it was irresistible. They had to take a meeting with us. And all we said was, you know what, we called it home ATM. That was the first thing. And we said, you know, our software, just like an ATM machine, it looks like an ATM. It's so easy to use that if you know how to use an ATM machine, if you have an ATM card, which of course everybody did, you already know how to do home banking. He said, it's so easy, it doesn't even have a manual. And we told the banks, now you can have an ATM in every home.
Home ATM, that was your microscript.
That's right. Well, the name was name can be a microscript.
Yeah.
So home ATM, now you can have an ATM in every home. It's so easy. If you know how to use an ATM, you know how to do home banking. And all of a sudden, they had to see us because they'd never heard of anything like this. But the thing is, they could repeat it. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could say this to somebody over the phone or in a meeting, and that person could get excited about it. He could understand it, and he could go tell his boss.
Right.
And he could go tell his wife, and he could go to all the champions inside the company. He could say, you got to see this thing. It's called a home ATM. And they could get it.
It's easy to remember. Not only easy to understand, but easy to remember.
And it made him feel smart when he said it because it was a nice, stable, easy. And that's what people want.
Yep.
So if you can come up with those little magic, you get that idea, but then if you can put it in a little tangible idea bite it's like magic words for your business.
Hey, Bill, give us the website one more time.
It's www.billschley.com.
And they find the books there. They can find the e-book of the Microscript Rules, which is coming out in the book form this summer, which we're going to launch on the show. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
All right. Thanks
we'll see you
so
next
much,
time.
Jim.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too, but I got to be in the next hour. I'm Jim Blassie, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.